Hi, my name is Autumn Rain, and welcome back to another episode of Beyond the Record. And today I have two-time Grammy-nominated artist, Alex Isley. How are you doing today, Alex?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. We talked a little bit off camera. We actually spoke to each other last year at Soul Bloom, and it's such like a good vibe, and it was super hot that day, but you know, yeah. You got through it. You got through your set and you did a great job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So we're going to talk a little bit later on about, you have like some more like festival performances this year. So we're going to speak about that later on too. And I can't wait to talk about that. So just to get started, I feel like most people know, but we're just going to reiterate it here that, like, you know, your father is part of the Isley Brothers, and, you know, you have a lot of musical talent in your family. Like, I heard that also on your maternal side, your grandmother was an opera singer. So that I think is amazing. So being a part of a family that has music surrounding them all the time, how was it like growing up, and how did that, you know, transfer your journey into music?
Music honestly has been second nature from the time I was born. Before I was born, my mom would play music, you know, around her belly. So it was just a force that was inevitable. And yeah, surrounded by it on my dad's side, of course. But then on my mom's side, my grandmother sang opera. And then my grandfather was a jazz aficionado. He had tons and tons of records. That's all he played. So I was just surrounded by it at all times. Yeah.
No, that's amazing. I feel like that's so cool, being surrounded by that. I feel like a lot of times, you know, as kids, we kind of want to do what our parents are doing. I know for me, that's not necessarily true. Both of my parents are teachers, and I love, teachers are amazing. They deserve more money, but I'm just not I just feel like I'm just not the teacher type, but I just am in awe of what they do every day. And they're elementary school teachers. So I feel like the same thing with you, just like learning music literally before you were even born, I think, and you being successful in it is absolutely amazing. So that's great. I want to talk a little bit more about your music and your journey to music. Did you ever like sing in the choir or anything growing up in the church, or like any type of plays in school or groups like that?
So I made it a point. I had to be in every talent show every year. I was very adamant about that. I was like, mommy, I have to be in a talent show. So I was in the talent show every single year, all the way up until high school. I went to an arts high school. LA County High School for the Arts. And so there, every day was being in a talent show, essentially, because, I mean, you're surrounded by all these amazingly talented kids, and, you know, you have to audition to get into the school. And so I was a vocal major there. We had to do concert choir. That was mandatory. We could do either vocal jazz or opera. And so I chose vocal jazz. And that was really the beginning of me falling in love with jazz. And then, the gospel choir, we did gospel choir every Fridays. So that was such an incredible educational experience for me. And I'm just so grateful for it. But aside from that, I did sing in the church choir. Mm-hmm. So at the time at the church that I went to, there was no youth choir. So I was 13 or 14, you know, mm-hmm. surrounded by these adults. Because I just wanted to sing. And so myself and a couple other kids, we actually inspired somebody to start the youth choir at my church to Oh, wow. give space to sing and have more of us as a collective every Sunday. So, but yeah, between that and high school, that was such a huge part of my journey.
Yeah, no, I feel like I love it when I hear that a lot of like soul artists and R&B artists, you know, have their roots back in the church too, because, and I feel like it's just like a great foundation. I think that's so dope that you like start the youth choir. Like, that's really dope to start that. So back
yeah,
to
your... I mean, in the moment I wasn't thinking about that, but, oh, sorry.
Oh, no, keep going.
No, I was just going to say, in the moment, I wasn't thinking about like, oh, there's no youth choir. There's no, I just, the adult choir welcomed me with open arms. And so it was just fun to sing and be a part of that. But I'm glad that that inspired the youth choir to be started there as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I feel like that just shows like your determination too, and doing what you want to do. And like, I don't care that there are no other children or not that many children. Like, I'm going to sing with the adults. And you know what? You did what you had to do.
Exactly.
So for your own music too, for fans just like listening in and might not be familiar with your music, what would you say is like your starter pack for your own music? Like, what would you start fans off with that are just learning about your music?
Ooh, as far as my catalog? Ooh.
Yeah, yours.
probably something from my first project, from Love Art Memoirs, I would say, Into Orbit, which I'm so glad that that song gets the love and the reception that it does. I wrote that song, I think, 2008. And so I associated with like, that's one of my older songs, but, I love that people connect with it, you know, still just as much. But that's the power of music. So, I would say Into Orbit first. I've really released a lot of music in these past few years, so it's kind of hard to, like, I'm really trying to think about what I would pick from the catalog. I would say probably some stuff with Terrace, which I feel like is a little more left and a little more jazz influenced, but I think it shows how much jazz has influenced me as well, because R&B is my foundation for sure. But I've been hugely influenced by jazz as well. So I would say something from the I Left My Heart in Ladera project, and maybe a joint or two from Wilton with Jack Dine, and then Good and Plenty and Love Again from Marigold. I think that's a good pack to start off with.
I was gonna say, I love Love Again. That's such a good song. That's when
I first think of you.
You're welcome. That's when I first think of you. I'm just like, oh, this song is just like, it's, I don't know, it gives me like all the feels. So I love listening to that track. And I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, you were on Insecure. I did a rewatch of Insecure lately because I was, you know, I just like, it's nostalgia, you know, that series just means so much. And I'm like, Alex, you were on it. So how was it like being on there? Is there something that you would ever do again?
Absolutely. You know, for Insecure, and I love Issa. I've been, been watching her for years, you know, when she started on YouTube with Awkward Black Girl. So I love Insecure. It's such an accurate, you know, an accurate insight into LA and young Black LA. And that was a bucket list item of mine. I was like, I want to get my music on Insecure, because I discovered so many dope artists on Insecure. That's how I found Ari Lennox. That's how I found Khalid and Kali Uchis. But so that was a bucket list item of mine. I was like, I want to make music that'll be, you know, featured on Insecure in one way or another. And so funny enough, that project that I made with Road to You on it, that project, that was one of my bigger intentions for that project. I was like, I want this music to get on Insecure. Really? And it did. But also for me to be, I just wanted the music to be heard. But so for the music to be heard, but then for also for me to be seen performing it, that was just over the top, you know, dream come true for me. So I was really happy about that. I'm immortalized into the TV show.
Yeah, seriously. I can't wait until, like, you know, has your daughter seen it yet? Or at least that part where you're in it?
No, I don't think she has. I gotta show it to her.
Yeah, definitely. Because especially just like that part where you're in, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know that episode is about like Issa, like having the community concert and everything like that. And I think it's like PG enough, you know, except for the parking lot scene. Maybe not that one for your daughter.
Right.
But
she has seen it. You know what? Okay. She has. I remember it was like the middle of the pandemic, and we were, you know, all at home watching it. She did see it.
Yeah. How did she think about it? What did she think? Was she not cool?
She was excited. Yeah. She thought, Mommy, you're on TV. So yeah, that was really cool to have her watch it with me. I remember now. Yeah. So she did see it.
Oh, I love that. I'm like, yes, she has to see that. I think that's so cool. And I like to reiterate your point too about that show. I learned so much about like because I'm from New Jersey and I've been to LA before, but I'm not from there. So just being there and just like you guys have so much culture and then like highlighting, you know, like the young Black people in LA, because like what we see over here is like, that's, well, I guess highlighted in the media, it's like Kardashian stuff like that. You know, you're not really seeing like, you know, the Black people that are in LA. So I just feel like that show just is amazing. And it just has so many different themes brought out to it. And especially the music sense of it, you can hear that like Issa definitely has an ear for music and storytelling as well. You know?
She does. So I was born in New Jersey, but I grew up out here.
Okay.
I've been in LA since I was two. So I'm an honorary LA native. I wish I knew more about the East Coast. I don't, but I have family still back there in Inglewood. So yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm a New Jersey native though. Yeah.
Okay. So, nice. Cause I saw that your family was from New Jersey, but like, I know that you were in LA, like in high school. I know a lot of people like rep with where they were in high school too. So that makes sense. But you were over this since they were two. So you're from there, I would say.
I'm from. Yeah. I'm from LA. If anybody asks, I just...
Well, we need you in Jersey. Come through anytime. Open invitation.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's home. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, yes. And then the part I'm from too is like I'm right near New York. So, you know, you just like hop on a little train, you ride in New York, right in the city. Because other part of Jersey, the South Jersey, it's like near Philly and stuff like that. But New York is my city, secondary city.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I want to talk about Back to Love, because that's where you got, you know, your first set of Grammy nominations. And I know there's more to come. So how was it in the recording process working with Robert Glasper and Sir, and just like how you felt like getting your Grammy nominations?
So for Back to Love, Robert has become a big brother of mine. And especially over the pandemic, he would send ideas to me. He had sent something to me and I recorded vocals for it. And it ended up becoming the theme for the Run the World series that was on Stars.
Oh, yes.
So he sent me that. So he sent me the theme and then he was like, there's a song that we're doing for this series. Wanted to see if you would be interested. He sent it to me and I'm like, I mean, of course. So I wrote my first, I think that was the end of 2020 maybe. And I recorded it, you know, at home. And thankfully, you know, I had the tools to do that. So yeah, I mean, working with him is always, you know, such an honor. So I did that at the end of 2020 and sent it back and, you know, it became Back to Love. And being nominated for it was just like out of body experience for me to hear my name called. That was very, very, very surreal. So, I was just overwhelmed with gratitude that day, you know, the nominees were announced.
Yeah. I remember watching it too. And I was just like, oh my God, like I really was like a champion for you. I was like, yes. And not only just one, but two, like that's crazy. Like your first time, a whole set of nominations. Like, oh my God, I feel like all of your fans were like really proud of you for that in that moment too. Like we were rooting for you for that. So congrats. Like, and I can't wait. I know there's more to come for you. I know it.
Absolutely.
Yes. And I know you also, we spoke about your daughter before too. And like you also like walked the carpet with her. So how was it like, you know, sharing that moment with her? She looks so adorable in her dress.
You know, she's the coolest kid. She had so much fun. And she kept saying like, oh, I'm nominated for 5 Grammys. I'm like, yeah, you are. Let's go hit this red carpet then. So she was just so excited that whole day. So that was awesome to share that experience with her. Every time she heard my name called and she heard her, you know, her dad was nominated as well. Anytime she heard one of our names, she's just over the moon cheering, and she's my biggest supporter. So that was really sweet to share that day with her.
Yes. Oh my God, I love that. So back on to like what you've put out. You have put out a bunch of projects, but I know, let's start with this year first and then we can go back. So you have Same Mistake with Destin Conrad. So I really love that song. I love the video. Is like, I loved your outfit for the video, like the black and everything, your hair up and all that. I loved it. And how was it? You're welcome. How was it like working together with him? I know, like I said, like, you've worked with a lot of artists, but how was it working together with him and writing this song and like coming together for this?
Destin is amazing. Just an amazing writer, performer, just all around person. One of the sweetest. So I knew when he sent that joint to me, I was like, I have to write on this. I have to. And so that was January, early January, and everything happened so quickly. I wrote my verse in like a day or two, sent it back. And I think the week after we shot the video for it, so everything just came together so seamlessly and quickly. But that was a lot of fun working with him. He's amazing.
He seems really sweet. I unfortunately couldn't go to his concert. Really? He seems so, so sweet. Like I saw a video, my friend was able, I was sick, I couldn't go. But my friend sent me like videos and everything from the concert, and he's really great live as well. So love it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm going to talk a little bit about your jazz album, I Left My Heart in Ladera with Terrence Martin. So that was released last year. And I think I'm sorry. I just lost my train of thought for a second. Okay. So the meaning behind that, I know you said that R&B is your foundation, but this is your jazz album. So how did you feel like going into a different genre? Like, I know that you've grown up around jazz music as well. So how was it just like shifting gears for this album?
Doing this album with Terrence honestly was very natural for me, because I've been singing jazz for so long and it's become such a huge part of everything about my artistry, the way that I write, the way I produce, the way I interact with a band, the way I interpret lyrics. Like, jazz has influenced all of that. And so to put that on record was just a no-brainer for me. And it felt really easy. So we started that project, I want to say like, maybe mid-2019.
Oh, wow.
And right before the pandemic, we had most of the music done, and then, you know, the shutdown happened. But the whole process of that, putting that together, was it was easy. It felt easy. And Terrace is a, you know. Sorry. Terrace, you know, being the visionary that he is, you know, legendary West Coast and global. And he's another one who I consider a brother, and he always shows so much love and support for me as an artist. And so I love anytime I get to perform with him or, you know, make music with him it's a no brainer.
Do you think that you would ever do another jazz album, or do you want to go back into like, what would you say is your favorite genre to like write and sing in?
R&B, I think, you know, is the natural instinct, of course, the first natural the first natural instinct for me. But I would absolutely love to do another jazz project. I have been thinking about doing some sort of project with standards, because I miss singing jazz standards. At one point, that's all I was singing. You know, when I was in college, I was a jazz studies major. So that was really the bulk of anything I was singing, the jazz standards. So I would love to, you know, consider that and maybe put that together sometime soon.
Wow. Okay. We can't wait to hear that then. Yes. What do you think was your like favorite song on the album?
I think Two Step in the Living Room is fun because it is a part of a more jazz focused collective, but there's still that groove to it, and the feel of it, I think, is still very much R&B. So I think it's the best of both worlds.
What do you think for the reason to have, I know you have like, I think it's really like two instrumentals, like towards the end of the album. So what was like your like vision process into including the instrumentals? I thought they were beautiful.
Thank you. I think both he and I decided it was good to have those moments, those breaks where the listener listens just to, you know, the surroundings, the musicality, the instruments, and, you know, a break from lyrics. So I think it was a nice little shift, a nice little balance.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Cause I like listening through, I know Beyonce is like very much so a person who advocates for full albums. And I think with that album too, like listening through it again, because I listened to it when it first came out, then I re-listened to it. And I was like, this is what I feel like what she means by when she says artists are like taking their time and actually like having something where a listener is like being able to listen it from it from top to bottom. And you don't have to skip around and kind of make your own like playlist within an album. So I just wanted to say that to you, like, while I had the chance, because I love when I think track listing is an art in itself, being like finding out how to put, where to put each song. So how was that process for you, or in general on your projects?
That's always such a fun experiment, challenge, because like you said, it is absolutely an art. I've been, lately I've been studying Thriller and all aspects of that album, but especially the sequencing of everything. And it's just so masterfully done. Mm-hmm. I think Voodoo by D'Angelo is another one of my all time favorite albums. And so when it comes to my favorite albums, like that one, I study the flow of everything, because it can really make or break the album, and it shifts the whole mood depending on what goes where. Mm-hmm. So that's so cool. It's really, really crucial. Just as crucial as the music itself. Mm-hmm. It's crucial as where those pieces go.
Yeah. It's like basically kind of like a musical, like puzzle piece in a way. Cause you, sometimes there's a story, sometimes there's not, and that's fine. But I think when you just like listen through and you don't feel like you need to even just skip to your favorite song, but just like skip to, you can just like just listen thoroughly, and you don't have to, you know, the artist did everything they need to do for the project. You know, you don't have to do that yourself. You don't need to make a playlist, make the playlist on your own. Like, you don't need to, the artist did their job. And I think that album is a good, like, example of that. That's what I would say.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. So Alex, like I said, furthermore, like, your fans, we know we want a new project, a new song, something. What can you tell us right now about it?
So I do have a single in the works. I would say midsummer. So midsummer, definitely before August. And I've been in such a creative inspired space. I've been writing a lot, and I feel like more consecutively in this past year, really, I've been really writing and brainstorming a lot. And so I'm excited to share more new music as time, you know, time progresses. But yeah, new single on the way. I'm excited.
We really, really want to hear from you. And not like you haven't been giving us music. So, you know, like you've been feeding us well. You've been feeding us. So it's okay. But yeah, we definitely would always want to hear more from you. And I know that you have a couple of, you know, festival appearances this year, this summer. So in July, you'll be in London. And then in August, you'll be in Rhode Island. So I love Rhode Island. I used to live there for 5 years. So you're going to have a good time if you haven't been there before.
I haven't been there before. I'm excited.
Yes. Yeah. No, it's so pretty. It's Newport is beautiful. It's so, so pretty. Mm-hmm. And there's like a cliff walk and everything like that. But what can fans like expect from your performances this summer?
Well, I think for the festival in London, that's a good question. A little bit of old, a little bit of new, perhaps something unreleased. So I'm really excited for that lineup, especially, you know, Jasmine is headlining, and then Sir, then Ombre, Shea Universe. There's so many great people on that lineup. So I'm excited to hear everyone too. But so yeah, there'll be a little bit of everything in the mix, a little bit of old, a little bit of new. So I'm really excited for that one, especially. I think for the Rhode Island Festival, for Newport, definitely incorporating some jazz into that, you know, that being the jazz festival that it is. Mm-hmm. And historically, it's just, I remember studying the Newport Jazz Festival when I was in college, and studying the greats, like Duke Ellington performing there. And so for this time around, for me to be a part of it, I definitely want to pay homage to that and, you know, incorporate jazz into my set. So I'm looking for it. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, no, we can't wait to hear you. And like I said before, like I saw you perform at Soul Bloom. You're great to see live. So for the fans that are coming to those performances, you will be blown away. So you have nothing to worry about.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Alex, for being here today. And we just can't wait to hear your new music.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you, as always, thank you so much for, you know, all the support. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.